This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAI. I got underwear on the mind. Because we have a headline about how silk may actually be antimicrobial. We've kind of talked about why. And how silk masks might be better than cotton masks. But I think I'm not really so much. I think I'm a little bit, like, exhausted and fatigued by all the headlines on masks and COVID. I just noticed that when I got my house ready for an appraisal, because we're refinancing the house, you know, the interest rates have dropped, so we've been in the process of refinancing the house, and whenever you refi, I guess they want an appraisal, you know, to see if the house is worth what you are claiming it is or what you owe on it. And luckily for us, because homes went up in Vegas, we should be okay, but when I was cleaning the house, I found all my old stuff. You know, like, I have outfits from high school, and you know how you keep your outfits from high school because you're like, oh, you know, I'm going to one day be able to wear this again. After you've had two children, there's no way you're going to have your high school body. I just don't, I mean, maybe some of you are like, oh, I do. Well, we're not friends, okay? But the rest of us, normal people, right, our hips change. Our boobs change. There is no way. I was a B cup in high school. A B cup. Now, that only lasted maybe a year or two, but I don't think my movies have seen B's for a while. I mean, man. But anyway, so, you know, I found some of my old underwear, and, yeah, it's a real shame when you kind of see the timeline of how your underwear changed, right? You know, when you're dating and, you know, when you're newly married and all that, you're like, okay, I want to look good. You know, and there was all these very cute the cuter the underwear, the less practical. Then, you know, like me, I was in a residency, and being a medical student or a resident, you're doing 36-hour shifts, plus silk didn't work. And I found my underwear I wore during residency. The underwear during residency was actually clean as can be. I mean, because you just don't have time to go to the bathroom. I probably went to the bathroom maybe twice a week, all right, number two, during residency, because you just didn't have time. And you know how I don't like to go in public bathrooms. I'm just not really good at that. I could pee, but I can't go number two. So, the underwear looked like they just came out of the Hanes Hurwey package. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I could still wear these, okay? Yeah, even with the size. I could. They stretch, luckily, right? So I was good with that. And then I found my maternity underwear. Now, the only reason why I knew it was maternity underwear is because I thought there were pillowcases. You know, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And I had to unfold it. I'm like, what are these? And they were folded half a dozen times. And then I was like, oh, because you had the panties part, but then you had the part that went over the stomach. And it was really hard for me when I was pregnant to wear the underwear, where the elastic. See, I don't like briefs. I like panties. I hate briefs. But the problem is when you're pregnant, for some reason, every little thing bothers you. And the elastic of regular panties felt like somebody sticking knives, right, all through the skin around that area. And I was like, to heck with this, I'm going to do the briefs. And, you know, I asked my husband, I remember, you know, is it okay? Are you going to not find me sexy? He's like, I haven't found you sexy since, right? So you started this whole pregnancy thing to begin with. So it was okay. I mean, he was nice about it, but it really wasn't much of an issue. Then you have the postpartum underwear, which is basically boxers. And then I had a whole bunch of old boxers. So I don't like to throw things out because I grew up from family who grew up from Depression era and Holocaust era and all that. And if you spend money on something and it's good, you use it. The problem, or you donate it. Okay? You just don't throw anything out. You donate it, or you use it, or you hand me down it. Well, what do you do with underwear? So this headline came out, which is, I think, coming out of the University of Cincinnati, where silk seems to be a better face mask than cotton. Now, there's been some debate on which are the best face masks, and we talked about that, the N95 respirators without the valves. Then came the surgical masks, and we've showed you what the surgical masks look like. They're like these things, right? But, you know, then we got to the cotton and the silk and the gaiters, and a lot of gaiters have some silk component to it, and gaiters were found not only to not be effective, but to actually disperse big droplets into smaller ones and make things worse. Now we have a study saying if you got something with silk in it, that could work just fine. Well, why? Well, what I find really fascinating about silk is silk apparently many times has copper. And copper is very antimicrobial. I don't know if you've ever kind of, you know, studied copper, but how copper, let's say, kills bacteria is there's all these like ions, and copper is very metallic. And I guess bacteria pick those up and they interfere with the cell process and the DNA or something, and then the bacteria die. They actually can die pretty quickly. Same thing with copper. Same thing with viruses. Copper can kill viruses. It was an old wives' tale. I don't know what studies have been done where kids who would eat out of copper dishes were less sick than others because they wouldn't seem to get a lot of the foodborne illnesses because copper would kind of kill things, you know, and just by itself, just copper being there. So apparently the moth, when the silk moth makes silk, there's somehow copper gets involved. And so a lot of silk has copper. So they think that could be one of the reasons why silk masks might do better. Another reason they think is silk dries pretty quickly. Now, I haven't really worn silk in a while. I don't know how comfortable it is. I thought silk, when you sweat and stuff, it then kind of dries and gets crispy, and it just isn't like under the arms or whatever. So I don't really remember. I don't really know because I really never had a silk shirt or whatever. But a lot of dudes say they don't really like to wear silk shirts because you can't really sweat in them and things like that. But one thing about silk is whereas cotton will hold the fluid and hold the droplets there, silk dries quicker. So between the drying and the copper, it seems to be less hospitable for a coronavirus. So they're thinking that silk might be better. So for those of you that don't like to throw things out and you can't really donate your underwear and you have a bunch of silk underwear, you know, maybe you could repurpose it into wearing a mask. And I know we were making jokes about people sticking underwear on their face and all that, you know. People wear underwear on their heads all the time. I don't understand that. I can't tell you how many times I've caught just guys just put underwear on their face. Clean underwear. Just, and I don't know why they like it. But anyway, it looks like there's a reason for it. Another thing we're going to be talking about later this hour is how coronavirus has this.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Excuse me. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I got to tell you, that wildfire smoke, it's getting to me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've spoken to you guys about the salon industry, as I own a couple salons, and how we've had to make adjustments with COVID to ensure safety. And I've been a big fan of incorporating, you know, massage and a lot of the healing arts when we deal with neck pain and back pain. And so I've had a lot of questions on how is the massage industry doing in light of all the new COVID changes and social distancing. So here to join us, I'm very, very excited, is Beth Stiller, CEO of Massage Envy. Beth, thank you for joining us. We really, really appreciate this. How are you? How are you today?
You know what? I'm doing great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you must be busy. And you know, God bless you for all you're doing. So, yeah, tell us, how is what's happening in the massage industry with all the new changes and, you know, trying to kind of, you know, keep everything as COVID safe and friendly as possible?
Yeah. Well, the majority of locations, we've got 1,150 locations, and the majority of those locations are open. But, you know, while we were closed, we took that time to take a really hard look at exactly what you're talking about. How do we make sure that when it was time to open, that all of our franchisees had all of the right protocols in place and safety protocols in place to open safely and to welcome their teams back, their amazing massage therapists and estheticians, and to welcome back all their members. So, you know, and you know this from your business, in a personal touch business, safety and sanitation is always important, and we had some great protocols before the shutdown, but we were able to bring in a third party, and we wanted to make sure we didn't leave any stone unturned, so we brought in an environmental consulting firm, and we had them go from front to back, take a look at all of our policies and protocols and what happens in a location, and they helped us identify ways that we could even enhance what we were doing, and so if you came in today, you'd see the things you'd expect, right? You've got your therapist and everybody in the location wearing a mask all the way through the experience, so right through the service. Your therapist would be wearing a mask. Of course, every surface in that room that has any chance of being touched is disinfected and cleaned in between services, so you know you're walking into a room that has been prepared for you safely. And then there's things that you may not see behind the scenes. So we wanted to make sure that we provided our franchisees with great specific training so everybody in the location understood exactly what was required and was trained up on infection control and prevention. So before any location opened, everybody had a really good understanding of what was required and understood that, you know, the most important thing was to make sure that they were kept safe and that we kept their safety as our first priority and that their members and guests could feel that those, you know, locations were being opened safely. So there's a whole host of things that have changed the way we run the business. But I think the demand and the response we got when we reopened, we've done over 4 million services since we reopened the doors. So the demand is there, and people are excited to get back in.
I bet. Massage Envy, one of your franchisees is a neighbor of ours, one of my salons, and I can attest to everything Beth just said in terms of, you know, our clients, you know, share that same, you know, feeling of, okay, it's a safe place to go. And what I found kind of fascinating in our service industries is that I thought that with COVID, we would see maybe an initial spike because people were missing their haircut or missing their services or missing their salon. But it has been steady because I think people aren't really digging the whole Zoom virtual. They want to be around other people. They want that touch.
I totally agree. There's nothing like personal connection and touch. And, you know, as great as technology has been getting us through this and keeping us connected, the power of personal connection and touch can't be understated. So I think you're spot on. We've heard it from members who were so anxious to get back in to have, you know, stress release and that therapeutic massage because it's more than just about their body. It's about their mind, right?
Exactly.
Everybody's going through a really stressful time, and massage is a great way not only to work the kinks out from working on the floor or your kitchen table, but also to help relieve the stress that we're all feeling.
That's true. So, you know, I had three separate patient cases this week where I referred them for massage because I, you know, the stress, the buildup, the neck pain, the back pain, you know, one market we're unfortunately seeing as a consequence of COVID is now that people are working from home in a non-ergonomic setting, you know, in the kitchen or in their kids' bedroom with their computer, they're having neck pain, they're having back pain, they're having issues, not to mention the stress. And people who are stressed are more at risk for COVID and more at risk for flu and pneumonia and heart attacks, et cetera. So, you know, I'm of the mind, you know, because I'm married to a chiropractor and because our practice was integrative, you know, it's therapeutic. It's something that needs to be incorporated in a person's medical regimen.
It's such a good point. And, you know, what we have a lot of conversations about is the fact that I think there's still a portion of the population that sees massage as a luxury or a treat. And therapeutic massage is something that can be so restorative and healing for people. And as people are looking for ways to take care of themselves more and be more preventative, it is such an important part of somebody's wellness routine. I know, sitting at home, like you said, all of my meetings that used to be from meeting room to meeting room, and I'd get up and walk around. I'm now sitting in one place all day on Zoom, and I carry it in my hip and my back. So for me, it's required. It's, you know, self-care isn't selfish. It's something you need to do for your body because you're stuck with it for your whole life, so you better take care of it, right?
And I'm not a fan of anti-inflammatories and, you know, taking medications for something that could be, you know, healed with by hands, you know? I mean, I understand that there's a place for anti-inflammatories and pain medications, but, you know, I think it takes a team, and part of that team is definitely satisfied by your members. Now, besides massage, you offer other sort of services. What else do you guys do in Massage Envy?
Yeah, we do. So with the membership, you can actually choose. You've got a number of choices. So from a body care perspective, you can choose therapeutic massage that we've been talking about, or a total body stretch, so a head-to-toe assisted stretch, which is a fantastic service, which can be paired with a massage, or skincare. I think lots of people would be surprised to know that we are the number one skincare service provider in the country, with, you know, our franchisees employing more estheticians than anybody else. And you can get a base facial, or you could get a chemical peel or a microderm infusion, or we just launched in the last number of months a great partnership with Proactive where you can actually come in and buy an acne skincare package.
Good.
That helps those with acneic skin to really get that under control, which, as you probably know, not only does that help with your skin, but, you know, the impact mentally that people have, you know, from a confidence perspective, and the way they carry themselves when they're struggling with acne can be really, really tough. And we're pleased to help people get on the right track and feel good about their skin again.
My TV interview the other day was horrible because I was so worried about something on my chin. Well, because of masks and maskne. You know, you wear so many masks, you start to break out. And it's like night and day when I feel like my skin is clear to, you know, when it's like, oh, gosh, you know, or I need to upper lip wax. Speaking of which, you know, so owning salons or medical offices, PPE is expensive. PPE starts to, you know, cut your profit margin, obviously. And, you know, many people were kind of concerned that their stylist or their masseuse or their esthetician, you know, wouldn't be around because companies wouldn't be able to have that longevity while they're incorporating all these safety protocols. And, you know, one thing I like about, you know, your you know, team and your corporation is you luckily kind of had the strength to kind of withstand this storm, and you've been able to not have to, you know, raise prices to the degree that other restaurants have had, et cetera. You know, what kind of went into that in terms of trying to still kind of stay whole with all the new safety changes?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we've got 450 independent business owners, franchisees that run these small businesses in their communities, and we like to say that they're, you know, in business for themselves, not by themselves. So while they run that independent franchise, we can pull together the buying power of that group and provide them with well-priced PPE, and they're not, in general, they're not passing that cost on to their members and guests, because what they've been amazed at is the loyalty that those members have shown them. So many people are coming back. We're in lots of locations. We're at pre-COVID levels, and that's allowed those businesses to open and start to recover. And they do have some incremental expenses that they didn't have before, but making sure that they stay accessible and they keep their pricing at a point where people can come in and feel really good about keeping their membership has been really important to franchisees. So they have taken some of those incremental costs on themselves, but as a franchisor, we try to negotiate best as we can to make PPE as affordable as possible for them.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful. Thank you, Beth Stiller. Listeners, you can go to massageenvy.com. And, Beth, we cannot wait to have you come back. We really, really appreciate all you do, and can't wait to talk to you again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits falling to 837,000 last week, a drop of 36,000 from the previous week, and the fifth week in a row that Americans filed fewer than a million claims. Weekly claims had been well above a million for five straight months because of the pandemic. The nation's two biggest airlines furloughing over 32,000 workers today, American and United, saying they will be ready to call people back once there's a deal done to bail out the industry. After Monday's failure to launch, they were hoping to get a SpaceX Starlink mission underway this morning, but
we've had an abort to an out-of-family ground sensor reading.
NASA speak for it's a technical problem. On Monday, it was a problem with the weather that prevented a launch. 60 more Starlink satellites are supposed to eventually make their way into orbit. And this is USA Radio News. A solemn remembrance ceremony held today on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at a country music festival across the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. 58 people died and more than 800 were injured when a gunman opened fire from an upper floor hotel room. At that solemn ceremony, Governor Steve Sisolak said he remembered seeing everyone from professionals to ordinary folks helping others even while the shots were still being fired.
For the families, you suffered a loss I cannot begin to imagine. Know that you are not alone. Our hearts and our prayers are with you every single day for the losses that you suffered.
A fourth person has been killed by the Zog fire in Northern California. That and the Glass fire still raging uncontained after starting on Sunday. Nearly 30 million people in California are also under heat advisories. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So even though we don't have the numbers for the United States, 2,085 excess deaths have been reported in England and Wales due to heart disease and stroke from people who didn't go to the doctor, who stayed home and died at home. And this has been something that has been scaring a lot of us medical providers here in the United States, as I do telemedicine, and patients are having chest pain or high blood pressure or diabetes, and they're not going to the doctor. And, you know, it's unfortunately going to be an unintended consequence of COVID, where people are so fearful to go out there, and then unfortunately they stay home and not get the treatment they need. So my next guest, I am very, very honored to have and very, very excited. It's Dr. Jicho James, Chief Medical Officer of Johnson & Johnson Medical Devices with their My Health Can't Wait program. And I am just honored to have you. Thank you so much, Dr. James, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia, and thank you so much for prioritizing this topic with the audience.
Oh my gosh, yes, and it's frightening, and you know, Johnson & Johnson is always on the forefront of, you know, healthcare and you know, patient advocacy. So, you know, tell us what is My Health Can't Wait?
So, you, as you rightly said, right, COVID-19 is not just harming those who contract the virus, it's having a huge impact on those who are deferring needed medical checkups, tests, surgeries, procedures. So, to understand this, we actually reached out, and this is where, to your point, data is just so important, right? So, the Johnson & Johnson Medical Device Companies worked with the Harris Poll, and we surveyed about 2,000 adults in the U.S. between somewhere around July 9th through the 13th of this year, and the survey revealed that more than two-thirds of Americans had either put off or knew somebody in their household who had delayed healthcare due to the pandemic. And you know that delaying standard routine exams, elective surgeries, and even ER visits, as you were talking about some of your patients having chest pain, can have significant negative impacts in the long term, and that's why we launched the MyHealthCan'tWait.com portal, which is an educational effort to help patients re-engage back with the healthcare system with confidence.
Exactly. And yes, and confidence is the word we're looking for. It kills me when I speak to patients online trying to direct them for abscesses or for appendicitis, and they fear going into a medical center to be more dangerous than staying home with their ailment. And it takes confidence building, and many telemedicine providers or those doctors now doing virtual care don't have the time nor a lot of the skill to help infuse that confidence. And it's like, you know, you're probably one of the only companies I know that has actually kind of thought to do this, and thank you. So tell us what sort of things is within the My Health Can't Wait Hub.
No, absolutely. And again, we always keep the patient at the center. So again, if you go to myhealthcantwait.com, you get access to a variety of resources. As a patient, you get access to a patient or caregiver checklist or discussion guide, right? So when I call you and have a conversation with you, here are some of the questions that might help me have a meaningful conversation with you. This is kind of new to everybody, right? So kind of looking at what those questions are around returning to the healthcare facility, what are the safety protocols if I were to get a procedure, what should I be thinking pre, post, something to help you have that conversation. It includes safety FAQs, measures that you might be taking in your office or the hospital, the surgery centers may be taking to protect patients. You talked about telehealth. The survey revealed that, and you're probably seeing it in your practice, 73% of people feel comfortable using telehealth as a way to manage their health care. So, again, telehealth 101 resources to help them. And perhaps most important, and I know you'll agree with this, it's patient stories. It's stories that help people feel comfortable that they're not in this alone. There's a whole community around them, and people who've gone through and engaged with the healthcare system, and hearing from them helps them feel more confident to call their physician and have that meaningful conversation so they can make an informed, balanced, and appropriate choice for themselves.
So true, so true. We're talking to Dr. Zhijo James, Chief Medical Officer for Johnson & Johnson Medical Advices. Not only does Dr. James have his MD from St. John's Medical College, but he also has a Master of Public Health degree. Having an MPH, you know, kind of allows you to, you know, be able to kind of be that liaison between, you know, public health and epidemiology, as well as what's going on with the medical sector. And even though it's all blended, I always wanted to get my MPH, so I'm envious. And it's one thing that I think I wish a lot more physicians would have, because when we do fight COVID or flu or other sorts of pandemics or other sort of issues, I think we have a little bit better grasp of some of the other things we need to attack and not just, you know, treating somebody with medication.
No, absolutely. I was just fortunate to have that passion and recognize that there is an opportunity beyond just that critical individual-based care to move to more of population-based care and understanding the social determinants of health and how we can bring some of that medical knowledge to truly help people live a happier, healthier life. Mm-hmm. And it it's never too late, and I know a great place to go get you.
Yeah. You know, Dr. James, I'm looking at your survey, you know, in terms of how Americans looked at their overall health and preventative health care and sick care. And you know, do you think the hesitancy to go to a medical provider or go to an institution to be treated is because they fear COVID, or is it? Are you picking up a distrust that people might be having in terms of our ability to render care safely? What's your opinion?
I think it's a combination, right? So if you look at the survey, 88% are about say that healthcare is a priority, and yet two-thirds put it off, right? And we're discovering that. And a lot of times we just freeze. I'll be honest, and I'll confess, I'm as guilty of it. I'm fortunate enough to mm-hmm. have my 82-year-old father live with me. And, you know, when he needed dental care in the middle of this pandemic, I froze. I didn't know what to do. Do mm-hmm. I take him in? Am I exposing him to risk? And it took a call from the dentist to talk me through and tell me, no, you know, he's going to be the first patient in that chair that morning. Here are all the steps you're taking to take right. care that he remains safe. And more importantly, here's what can happen if he doesn't come in, right? Just having that information helps. This is new to all of us. We've never had to deal with something like this in our lifetime. So just providing resources so that people can make an informed choice is just so important.
I think that's great. And is there any cost to the My Health Can't Wait hub?
No, it is. There is no cost. Anybody can access it. All you need to do is go online and go to www.myhealthcantwait.com, and you have access to all these resources for free.
I love it. I love it. And again, like I said, you know, many providers, they're guilty, not, you know, intentionally. It's just they don't have the time to be able to, you know, infuse that confidence on how medical offices and how hospitals and institutions, et cetera, are, you know, being able to provide the PPE. In fact, you know, I feel safer. You know, I might need surgery soon, and I actually feel safer now than in the past, because I think this kind of gave us a lesson to, you know, have more barriers of, you know, layers of protection like PPE.
No, absolutely. And you know what, Dr. Dahlia, if you go online, there are resources on myhealth.com, myhealthcantwait.com, that are designed even for healthcare providers. We've used that same knowledge from the patient side to provide tools for healthcare providers that they can use with their patients to instill that confidence. So it's not just yes. for patients, it's actually for healthcare providers as well.
Okay. Dr. James, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you come back. And listeners, definitely check out myhealthcantwait.com. Thank you, Dr. James, so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hate using the term debate because I don't think what happened a few nights ago was actually a debate. But it was exactly what the media wanted, because the media wanted great headlines and sound bites and Biden saying, "Will you shut up, man?" and telling Trump that he was the worst president ever. And, you know, Trump interrupting him and saying not true and lie and fake news and all the other stuff. And so for the media, they gobbled it up. For the average American voter, they thought that it was an absolute poop show. And there was a lot of criticism of Chris Wallace and Fox News. And Donald Trump had said he actually felt like he was debating not only Joe Biden, but the moderator as well. And there was also criticism that Chris Wallace didn't stop Trump from interrupting Joe Biden. And so suggestions have been made that there be mute buttons where the president speaks and then gets muted when the other candidate speaks, Joe Biden, or if there's a rebuttal and it starts to go too far, that there's some control with the muting. I don't know if a moderator is equipped to handle that very objectively. And that could be an absolute disaster depending on who they mute and how they mute and then what sound bites get taken out. That could even be a potential for lawsuits. There's also the consideration that there be penalties where the moderator would actually be judge and jury and turn around and penalize the candidate if they felt they interrupted or did too much, which, again, I think is going down a slippery slope. And what I want to kind of bring up here is the reason why we had a debate like we had a few nights ago, was because of how we do media and social media and tweeting and Snapchatting and Instagramming. And this was on us. Unfortunately, we didn't want it. We didn't realize it, but this was caused because of us. So in the olden days, I don't know if you ever, you know, read about the Lincoln-Douglas debates with Abraham Lincoln. They were three-hour-long debates. Each one had about an hour to speak, and then there was, I think, a 30-minute defense. So if somebody was up there speaking for an hour and calling you this, 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 and this, you had a piece of paper. You would write down everything that you had to defend, and then when it was your 30 minutes to talk, you could talk. That's how debates used to be. Unfortunately, with what's happened with Donald Trump, and it happened with presidents before him, if there is something that's said about him, that is already tweeted, it is already out there on social media, and if he is quiet and he doesn't respond back, all of a sudden in the year 2020, silence is now defined as support or approval. So in debates where you were supposed to be quiet, if somebody calls you a name and you don't jump on that right away, you're standing there quiet. Now appears that you're guilty of it. And that wasn't like that in previous presidential debates. And I'm not saying this to defend Biden or Trump, but this is where we're at. So if somebody's going off for 2 minutes or whatever, and then they hit a whole bunch of insults, and they know that they're going to be able to do that because the other person's not going to be able to respond, that will already be making it into the media. And then the response from the other candidate will have to sit there and spend the whole time doing defense. Now, if that's the way the debate rules go, where one speaks, then the other speaks, and they take notes, that's kind of the way it was, it would be, you know, a more peaceful, you know, probably a more productive debate. But the thing also that's changed with debates is even though there were insults and saying, well, you know, if you choose me as president, I'll do this, whereas Abraham Lincoln will abolish slavery, or whatever happened with the Lincoln-Douglas debates, you know, and if you vote for Lincoln, you know, you're going to lose all that money because he's going to abolish slavery, but if you vote for me, you know, I'm going to keep it intact. Or I haven't read the transcripts. I've read some, but I haven't read all of them, so I don't know exactly what he's saying. That's an example. But the insults were not, you know, you were the worst president, you know, or with Hillary or with, I mean, they're, you know, the, you know, you have bad hair, you know, I don't really remember all the insults that were given back and forth between the two candidates, but that wasn't a part of proper debate behavior or decorum. So, I mean, I'm wondering if you're going to start making rules and people are calling for shock callers and muting and penalizing and all that, are there going to be any rules on false accusations and name calling? Now, I mean, the Biden team was prepared for, you know, President Trump to make fun of them, and instead we saw more of Biden making fun of Donald Trump. Well, what if there was a rule? I mean, if you're going to make rules, what if there's a rule of, okay, no name calling? You can't call somebody the worst vice president. You can't, you know, you say somebody, you know, was the worst president. You can't, you know, if you do that, that's then, because it's going to force the other person to want to fight back. And I get, the thing is the media is not going to do that. The media loved that. The media loved those sound bites. So who's going to call for that? Who's going to ask for that? You know, and then how do you control it? You know, if somebody says somebody is racist or somebody, you know, jailed people that, you know, weren't supposed to be jailed or, I don't know, the back and forth that they went and it was wrong and it was incorrect, you know, I don't really want to hear a back and forth of somebody name-calling or accusing somebody, the other person defending, well, that's not true. I just want answers. What I want a debate to be is, what are we going to do if COVID spikes again? And we have certain governors calling for state shutdowns. What are you going to do federally? Well, I am going to do this. That simple. Instead, they have to open defending whatever BS just went back and forth. Same thing with, you know, when we do open up the borders, you know, what are we going to do in terms of immigration, illegal immigration? Undocumented workers taking jobs from those who are currently unemployed. How are you going to approach the Supreme Court? And just answer the gosh darn question. Now, the candidates might not want that. The candidates might not want to give that answer. Because, again, the media takes that answer and runs with it. I don't think Joe Biden had any desire to discuss how he was going to approach the Supreme Court. If he had said he was going to add extra justices that were liberal, which, again, I don't understand how presidents do that, but I, you know, you pick a neutral judge, but I get it. Every, you know, it's not neutral. It's a shame it's that way. If he said that, that would be then the next headline. So, no, he's not going to want to say that. You know, same thing with Donald Trump and, you know, Donald Trump being put on the spot for his tax records. If I had to make any suggestions, I think if you start to mute and penalize and all that, it's going to be an absolute disaster, and it's going to obviously be, both sides are going to accuse bias and accuse wrongdoing, and I would really don't even want to hear the back and forth. I really just want to hear, what would you do, what would the other person do, and then if somebody wants the, you know, to see, you know, some sport or whatever, then, okay, you know, why is your approach better than Joe Biden's? Or why is your approach better than President Trump's? And then see how that is. But if they're going to start bringing up, you know, everything that we have to listen to in the tabloids, and, it's a waste of time. So for those of you who are like, do we even have to have any more debates? You know, I took a poll. Looks like the majority of the people still want the debate. All right? But, you know, let's ask for less entertaining and just more substance. And the second somebody name calls, they...
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.